waking up American on a brand new day, and I'm still the same. My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, for thee I say.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The music you're listening to is by musician Jarrett Rayburg, an adoptee from South Vietnam. Now, I know you all enjoyed the story that Al was sharing about the last flight out of Saigon, but one of the things that he mentioned was also Operation Baby Lift and just how the refugees were being evacuated from the country all along. So I have with me Rebecca Sprecher, who was a flight attendant at the time with Pan Am that was working the refugee charters out of the area and bringing refugees into the U.S. and various places. Now, she was not involved in Operation Baby Lift, but she and her co-author have written a book about flying, and they have a chapter about the baby lift. So, Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So, Rebecca, just tell me then, how were you involved in this particular area? So many emotions, really, around people being evacuated and refugees and the baby lift. How were you involved?
Well, I was just flying out of Honolulu at the time, and like so many things that happen with Pan Am crews, you just bid, you know, for an assignment, and you happen to be on a flight that wound up being what I call shoehorned into history.
That's true.
Yeah, we had been flying a lot of charters for the Military Air Command for the R&Rs for the soldiers when they were serving in Vietnam. And then in 1973, when the Paris Peace Accords were signed, we were flying them home as part of the drawdown. And then 2 years later, when the country started to fall, whenever we went in there, there were more and more orphans and adoptees, you know, small children who were on our flights. And that increased the closer we got to April because of the North Vietnamese advance. And I want to point out that we had to have Geneva cards in order to fly into this war zone. That's the agreement, international agreements for the treatment of prisoners, civilians who are taken prisoner in case they are captured by the enemy. So that was a little bit unnerving.
Yeah, but, I would think.
But at any rate, when Lloyd's of London canceled the hull insurance for all Pan Am aircraft who were trying to evacuate people out of the war zone, these crews were flying as volunteers, and so in my mind, they were heroes.
Absolutely, because you're really risking your life and your health.
Well, they had no problem at all doing it, and particularly the crew that got diverted to staff the Operation Baby Lift flight. That was an act of a private civilian after the C-5A had crashed out there in early April. There were survivors on the upper deck of that plane, and this man was so moved by it, a man named Bob McCauley, that he mortgaged his house in Connecticut and picked up the phone and called Pan Am and said, I want to charter a 747 to go out there and pick up the remaining survivors of that C-5A crash and as many other children as you can get on board. And it had to have, of course, approvals, you know, from the military and the White House. But it went all the way up the food chain to the president, and he okayed it, and that's how it all came about.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing, too. When you see some of those photos of just a 747 filled with babies and children, you really don't even see any adult heads. I mean, you just see the bassinets and the kids, and it's just amazing. But what a great humanitarian act for Pan Am to be involved in that as well.
Well, it was controversial.
Yes, it was.
You know, yes. I mean, nothing is without controversy.
That's true.
You know, many people thought that we were stealing these children and then we were whisking them away to, maybe a life that might not be as you know, it wouldn't be a Vietnamese life. But on the other hand, the countryside was in such distress that Saigon was filling up with abandoned children. They were poorly nourished. Excuse me. They were ill. Many of them were ill, and many would have died or never found their families again and would have been subject to ill treatment because many of them were half American. Mm. And, you know, so their fate would have been highly questionable if they had stayed there. So it was really kind of the only option at the time because it was all happening so fast.
It was all happening so fast, and there were just so many unknowns. I mean, so you're doing the best that you can with the knowledge and the information that you have at the time, and this really made sense to get them out of there. Because like you said, it was so uncertain what would happen to them if they were left there. Now, you're listening
to
Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Becky Sprecher, who is telling us all about Pan Am during the time of the Operation Baby Lift, and just at the time also too when South Vietnam was falling and there was so much going on. Now, I've read part of your book, Becky, and I know that there's a part in there where you talk about one of the first flights and wanting to introduce the children to American life with hamburgers and milkshakes. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Mr. McCauley, in all of his generosity and goodness of heart, thought that these babies and children should be welcomed with an American meal of hamburgers and milkshakes. He figured they hadn't had anything to eat in an awful long time. And, of course, what he didn't quite understand was that, A, they weren't used to eating that kind of food, and B, most of them were sick with one thing or another. And my co-writer, Paula Helfrich, was aboard the Operation Baby Lift, and she was the purser, and she was briefing the crew in the back galley, and they were going through the paperwork. This was before they landed in Saigon. And she said, uh-oh, this is a showstopper, folks. They want hamburgers and milkshakes for these kids, and if we do that, they are all going to be sick, and it's going to be a big mess. This airplane will be a big mess. So they're on the ground in Hong Kong, and she goes up and finds the catering manager, and she says, Mr. Tok Lee, we have a problem here. And he says, what, Missy, what can I do for you? And so they managed to offload the hamburgers and milkshakes, and he said, oh, yes, we'll bring Juk and tea. And Juk is a savory chicken broth that you put rice in it, and it's got spices, and it's got all these nourishing things. And it's New Year's food over there. It's monk's food. And it's also refugee food because it's the food of new beginnings.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And so all the Juk and tea was brought on board with ladles and bowls and plastic spoons and all that kind of stuff. And this is in addition to an airplane that's already stacked to the gills with milk bottles and coolers of milk and
yeah,
boxes of diapers
imagine.
And all the paraphernalia that they're going to need for 500 babies and children.
That's amazing. Now, did Paula talk about what happened with all those milkshakes and hamburgers? Because there had to be quite a few of them.
They were resold.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Mr. Tok Lee had all these connections, and as catering manager, he knew what to do with all that before it spoiled, and so he was able to resell that food and bring aboard a more traditional dish for these kids. It's important to point out that they really... there was a contingent of them that had meningitis, which is highly contagious. And so they had to be placed in the upper lounge of the 747 with IVs suspended from the ceiling and oxygen tanks that had to be strapped down. And they had a staff of doctors and nurses up there taking care of them.
Well, you know, this is an amazing experience for you to have had. Do you feel that this really changed really the way that you have lived your life these 40 years, and really what you call home?
Well, for Pan Am people, of course, home is everywhere. But I think my view of my country was changed in the sense that everybody remembers the 60s and how the country was at such odds with itself. People were deeply divided about the Vietnam War, and it was a very, very difficult time with all kinds of conflict going on. And after the war, as the war was ending, I saw this incredible act of generosity and mercy, and I thought, you know, in the end, the American people do the right thing. They have heart. Mm-hmm. And there's no greater gesture than I can think of than adopting the youngest victims of this Vietnam War.
Well, you are so right about that. And I think this is really a great way to wrap up the show, Becky.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you for having me.
What about the orphans? This was it. You know, what about all this responsibility we had? There were very few people to take care of the babies remaining in our care.
By the time I got there, the babies were all being brought into the orphanage center. So it was just, every inch of floor was covered with a mat or a sheet, and every inch of sheet or mat was covered with a baby, like 100 babies in two or three rooms. It was pretty overwhelming.
Join us again in 2 weeks. We'll be back with more destinations on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on WDUN.
With every unique adoptee experience, there's gotta be a moment where you wonder, what would life been like if I hadn't come here?